be wondering why I move so fast this morning. It's because there's a spiritual coordination between the choir and the message today. They don't have no idea, whole deal, of what I'm the minister this morning. But that song cover some revelation that's going to change your life this morning. The very words of the song, I've seen it happen over and over again in this ministry. My sons don't know, my granddaughter don't know, none of the choir members know what the atmosphere or what God want to say today. But they come and they'll sing the very song that will address and get our spirit ready for it. I started to wait till they sing one or two more songs, but I don't want to interrupt what the Holy Ghost want to do this morning, because you are, listen to me, in a life-changing position this morning. Let me say that again. There are words that are going to be spoken to you and breathed upon at the same time to bring you in a realm of almost being untouchable. But the manifestation of what God is saying is based on more than the speaker. We so enticed with the speaker, we don't hear what's being said. The hearer has something to do with this. Tell your neighbor, the hearer got something to do with this. She sees how you hear. Not only how a person speaks, but it's how you hear. It's so important. Are y'all listening to me?
Yes, sir.
This is a moment of 25. I have the word for 25. I'm going to preach the New Year message this morning. Now, I want you, Father, bless this meeting and speak to us and let us hear your word. Sit down. Now, I want you, in your notes, to write down these words. Divine, this is not the subject, but I want you to have these words in place. Divine direction. For good success in 25.
That's good.
Divine direction. Five words that are so loaded with success and victory and everything you need for the year of 25. Get ready to put these words down, because I'm going to break them down as the Holy Spirit gives me insight. The five words that the Lord spoke to me about 25 is Holy Spirit, have your way.
Yes.
Now, boy, if you can follow suit with that word from God, no matter what comes up, you pause for a moment with your Bible in your hand. Holy Spirit. When I heard that, I thought about 25 is going to be a good year. Because now nothing can come up on you that you can't have. It's a word from God. It's not something you think of. I'm in prayer. I'm praying by the new year. He says, here's what the word I want you to tell them. Holy Spirit, have your way. Now, I'm going to show you something. You're going to shout. I'm going to show you something. I'm going to show you this revelation was and is the success of Jesus' ministry. Well, let me tell you a little further. I'll tell you further. I'm going to show it to you in the scripture. These five words are the success of Jesus' life. You didn't get it. So you mean to tell me you come to church and God have given you five words that enable you to live like Jesus? Oh, man. So you enter into the new year with Jesus' success of his life. Because Jesus' life was a life of Holy Spirit. Have your way. Look at whatever you're dealing with now. It doesn't matter how long you've been dealing with it. But now you have prophetic words on your mouth. And I'm not going to worry about this no more, Holy Spirit. Have your way. Look with me, if you sit down, look with me. Look with me at Luke 4:18. For a minute. Look with me at Luke 4:18. And Jesus gives an encyclopedia in one verse of what calls him to win. W-I-N. Yes, all the time. 25. What gonna cause me to win in January? What gonna cause me to win in February? Come on now. What gonna cause me to win in March? And while I'm winning, God winning all the same time. Yes, sir. Holy Spirit have your way. See, the Holy Spirit knows exactly what to do to make your situation supernatural. No, I'm gonna miss that. The Holy Spirit knows what to do to make every situation in your life supernatural. Come on, somebody got there for me. Supernatural. In other words, supplied with truth, supplied with power that cannot be denied. Every situation in your life going to be supplied with truth, supplied with power. Y'all better let me preach in here. That cannot be denied. Because you are at this moment Oh, man.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Becoming a surrender to victory. You, when you say Holy Spirit, whatever you say, you're surrendering to victory.
Yes.
There's no situation in a believer's life that cannot turn into the supernatural. When the Holy Ghost is involved, when you permit the Holy Ghost to get involved, whatever you're dealing with, turn into supernatural. But y'all ain't hearing what I'm saying. Because every situation you're dealing with now, every struggle, every attack you're dealing with now, the Lord is showing you how to turn it into the supernatural, meaning that a miracle can happen any moment. In that same situation you've been dealing with for 14 years, all of a sudden the thing changed right before your eye. You can't explain it. Now, this may not seem too spiritual. This may not seem too Marco Dele Manda. Now, there's something about to happen to you right now. Guess what? It don't even sound spiritual. Your prayer life just been shortened. Oh, yeah. But that out, I need somebody to catch revelation. Because the extra praying is not going to be needed. What took an hour and 50 minutes going to take 5 minutes. Because you're going to be tuned in when you go in. Holy Spirit, whatever you say. Come on now. Let me say it in a way, and then I'm going to read the scripture. Let me say it in a way that you can hear it. In 25, you will get into no jam. I'm not just talking now, I'm preaching. In 25, there's nothing can come in your life that you can't walk out of it. We're talking about full guardians of the Holy Spirit. The very thing that called Jesus' life to be a total success from the cradle to the cross. He won in the cradle and he won on the cross. So what the same thing, when God gave us this word for the new year, God is giving us the same lifestyle. Yeah. What made Jesus' lifestyle so successful? Uh-huh. Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Have your way. You ain't got to be worried about no sin. Because all sin that come in your life, you're going to shut it down. Yeah. If you tell Holy Spirit, have your way. Let me just give you an idea for it. The Holy Spirit saying, I'm not planning on being sick this year. You told me to have my way? The Holy Spirit said, I'm not planning on being broke this year. You told me to have my way? In other words, you've come here this morning and dealt with already every negative situation in 25. See now, it's not just what I'm saying. It's what you're hearing. Ask your neighbor, what are you hearing? You just standing up here by me, what are you hearing? You're not messing my rope. I'm trying to get the whole thing. All right, be seated. Now, listening mind, oh my, I feel the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Oh yeah. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost. You know why? Many situations have been dealt with here already this morning. The Holy Ghost is going to work. You can go ahead and tell somebody, I feel better. You can go ahead and tell them, I feel better. I ain't say I faith better. I say I feel better. Say it, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Have your way.
Have your way.
So notice now, sit down with me. Notice Jesus' explanation of this revelation. You wrote that down? Notice Jesus' explanation of this revelation of letting the Holy Spirit have his way. Jesus said, I'm so powerful. The reason I'm so powerful, and the reason none of y'all can't stop me, and the reason I always have victory. Now, I'm talking about your life now. When I'm talking about Jesus, I'm talking about the life he wants you to have. Jesus said, the reason I'm so powerful, the reason I'm always having success, the reason nobody can't stop me. I'm going to see how much you listen. I'm going to see. Your stopping days are over. The Lord said he'll give you the desire of your heart. Anyone, let me speak to you. Anyone who came here discouraged this morning, you're going to leave different. Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And y'all can say a word like that every now and then. Glory to God or something like that. That opened your spirit up. I have so much to put out this morning. I need somebody to receive it. All in your leg. I need to receive it. I need to receive your spirit, soul, and body this morning. I need you to understand that you're going to have some kind of year in 25 by yielding to the Holy Spirit in every situation. Holy Spirit, have your way. In my body, in my marriage, in my money, in my mind,
in my church,
my children, my grandchildren. Holy Spirit, have your way. Let me say it this way, the way I say it. The Holy Spirit said, where that church at? What them people, what they say? I've been looking for a church to tell me to have my way. I've been looking for a Christian to tell me to have, wow, I've been looking. Can you see, my brother, the difficulties are gone. Can you see? Watch what I'm saying, Ronald. The challenges have deceased. All challenges in your life just died. Yes. because there's no challenge that can stand up to the Holy Ghost. Who with me up in here? Who glad that you came here this morning? How many online? Lord, they're jumping all over the world. They're jumping in Brazil. I see my girl in Brazil jumping right now. I'm gonna read, but you have you recognized you've dumped everything? All precious at all. See, I gotta almost preach on this the whole year. This is my New Year message, Layla. It's the New Year message.
Holy Spirit,
have your way.
Have your way.
Now, sit down. Jesus' life is the prophetic example of what type of lifestyle it is when you have fully yielded the whole action of your life to the Holy Spirit. Even when you're wrong, I'm going to get you out. I'm going to bring it down a street called repent. So here in Luke 4:18, Jesus explained, I don't know why he was so bad. You know what I mean? Y'all know about term, right? Why he could handle anything. Jesus walk into town and tear the whole church up. Y'all got this thing going wrong. Get that out of here. Somebody told me he never lost a battle. Everything Jesus faced, he came out victorious. I want the same kind of life. How many of y'all want the same kind of life? You were born to live the same kind of life. Everything you deal with, come out victorious. As a matter of fact, nobody need to supposed to leave here with nothing in the morning. You don't supposed to leave here with no hindering forces. You don't supposed to leave here with no baggage.
That's right.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Say it again.
Hallelujah!
Say it again.
Hallelujah!
Say it again.
Hallelujah!
Say it like you mean it.
Hallelujah!
Tell somebody, this is my day.
This is my year.
This is my life. You imagine, instead of praying 2 hours, get on your knees and say, Holy Spirit. How many of y'all better off now than when you first came in here? You got these words. Now what the words are? All right, sit down, and then Jesus shows how to do it. Jesus said, if you want to know what my success is and why I always win, let me say that again, because I want you to hear that, because see, the body of Christ don't know they can do that. Why I always win? Jesus said, do you want to know why I always win? Now, that's a secret. He's telling you why he always wins. So you can all stop going by your feelings. Stop going by the facts. Stop living by faith. Feeling, facts, and fear have to leave your life today. Well, let me say it again. Feeling, facts, and feeling, and fear. Get out of my life today. I'm replacing it with faith. All of them got F now. That's all F. You ain't gonna, you can't forget it. Feeling, facts, and fear is what Satan used. He ain't told you have feeling in God. He told you have faith in God.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Bonnie.
That's good.
That's good preaching.
Make me feel that groaning now. Good in the morning. Somebody eyes have come wide open. Somebody ears have come wide open. Somebody heart has come wide open. Somebody life have come wide open. Whoa. You know, I come from the Baptist, you know, I'm a Baptist. Hallelujah. Now, in reading this, sit down. My goodness. How many millions of people have gotten free this morning? Y'all didn't hear what I said? How many millions of people have gotten free this morning? Is it? Honey, we ain't fighting this anymore. Sit down. Her husband catch the wife by the hand. Get all the children. Bring them here. We ain't gonna go through this no more. Let's sit down and talk. Yeah. Got the whole family, got everybody by the hand. Yeah. And she said, yeah, what are we gonna do? Holy Spirit,
have your way.
Because it's a prophetic word that have been sent to the body of Christ. Yes. See, the words by themselves without ascending. But not all these words been sent to you by Almighty God. You can't have no, from this day forward, you can have no disturbing factor in your life that you can't have. You just sit down, get the whole family, and sit down and say, Holy Spirit, have your way. Boy, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost, say, what? You say, I have my way in this whole family?
Yes!
Hallelujah.
You gonna shout now? Everybody gonna shout now. Take all them bills and stack up on the table. Put your hand on them. Yeah, everybody, come on. Take all them bills, put them on the table, put your hands and say, Holy Spirit, have your way. And the Holy Spirit will say one word. You ready to shout?
Yes.
Counselor.
Yes.
What else the Holy Spirit gonna say? Yes. Holy Spirit ain't gonna pay no notes. Oh. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now let's look at Jesus. I've been trying to look at Jesus in two places. In two places. All right, now listen very carefully. I just saw it. The Holy Spirit just showed it to me. When you're stepping off in the prophetical lifestyle, you heard that?
Yes.
Holy Spirit. Have your way. That's an apostolic and prophetic lifestyle that had been placed upon you this morning. So you prophesying consistently good success.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit, thank you, Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit never fails. Listen very carefully now. God has put the Holy Spirit in charge of everything in heaven and earth. And have given you the divine ability to surrender to Him. So you can be just like Him. Oh my goodness.
Yes. Yes.
So now in your life, not only the Holy Spirit is in charge of everything.
Come on. Come on.
But this morning I'm putting you in charge of everything. All life defeats are over the rest of your life. You will have no more defeat. Because every time something come up, you're going to resurrect. Look at somebody and tell them, I'm not just a church member. I'm a child of the living God. Even to go this far, say, this place don't decide how far I go. Now, let's get into this show place with Jesus. Jesus was in such a show place because he knew that the Holy Spirit had all the divine instruction and power to cause them to come to pass. Ooh, I don't see none of y'all writing no notes on that. The Holy Spirit, oh Lord, the Holy Spirit have all the divine instruction and the power to cause all of them to come to pass. These things coming out of my spirit. My secretary had to type this out for me. I didn't come up here with this. The Holy Spirit have all the divine instruction of heaven and know how to make them come to pass.
Yes, sir.
No, and got the power to cause them to happen.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Look at the person next to you and tell them something good about to happen to you. Tell them, let it happen. Stop coming up with all your complaints and shut up. Y'all feel that?
Yes.
Y'all feel the move of the Spirit?
Yes.
Look at somebody and tell them, I have some kind of year in 25. Tell him I'm alive in 25. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Judge, you hear me? All right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, it's something to be an anointed judge. Sitting under this kind of wood, you sitting up there and God got you in authority and you're anointed. You be able to say, Holy Spirit, have your way. We're talking about the success of Jesus' ministry, right?
Yes.
Why Jesus never lost a battle.
Yeah, that's right.
Never lost his joy. Right? And you and I are designed by Almighty God to live the same kind of life. But we got to live it the same way. So here Jesus exposed us this morning. Luke 4:18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He didn't say sometime. He tell you why, because he have anointed. So that word anointed now, very important. Underline that word anointed. Anointed, you better stay anointed. To preach the gospel to the poor, handle that. Send me to heal brokenhearted, handle that. To preach deliverance to the captive, handle that. And recovering of sight to the blind, through the anointing, to set at liberty them that are bruised. All of that was accomplished because Jesus was anointed. And Jesus was totally surrendered. Look at Acts 10:38. Jesus was totally surrendered to the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we honor you this morning. Take each life under my voice right now and begin to show them exactly what to do. Oh my goodness. Every situation in this house and online connected to this anointing this morning, show them exactly what to do. Good God. Oh my God. My God. God is talking to you, baby, this morning. Turn every situation around that have been hindering their life from the peace and the joy that you want them to have. Holy Spirit, we yield to you. Turn it around. Wow, my goodness. I don't know who this for, but I heard this. That hole you was in, you coming out. That hole what you was in, I heard the Spirit of God say, tell them they're coming out. Jesus. You notice it doesn't matter how deep the hole is. It doesn't matter how long you've been in it. When the Holy Spirit talks, he has no criteria that keeping him from manifesting. Holy Spirit, have your way up in here. With every life, every person under the sound of my voice, have your way. Have your way. Holy Spirit, have your way. Now, I'm going to say something. Sit down. And it's going to disturb some of you all. But I don't care. Because you're going to have to grow to the point that you no longer making choices. That you become a decision maker. What the Holy Spirit says, what God says, what Jesus says is what I'm going to say. I don't care what the culture say. I don't care what the government say. I don't care what white folks say. I don't care what black folks say. I don't care what brown folks say. Whatever God says, that's what I'm going to say. I'm not white. I'm not black. I'm saved. So I ain't trying to pass no black test no more. Here's what I want to tell you. Here's what happened. I see it prophetically. I see it. God is about to shake the United States of America up. They got to stop operating on these little children. Turning little boys into girls. They think, you can't do it, you can't really do it. I don't want no boy up in the restroom with my grandchild, my granddaughter.
That's right.
And God is working on that. Y'all don't like it. Y'all don't like how he's doing it. But he's doing it anyway. In this message, I'm about to say something. And we've been a long way from it. The Holy Spirit is about to make the church great again. He cannot make the United States of America great again unless the church. See, some of y'all won't even stand up. Y'all with that old black stuff and all this Democrat crap. Y'all better kind of hear what the Spirit of God is saying so you can get in tune to what God is doing. God gonna use the Holy Spirit. God ain't using no man, but there are men and women gonna be used.
Yes.
Nothing in the world can become great without the church. Ooh, I'm hearing some word. I'm about to tell you. I'm going to tell you what he told me. There's a Holy Ghost invasion coming in your life. You're going to be invaded with revelation. You're going to be invaded with anointing. You're going to be invaded with blessing. Oh, y'all ain't in the mood. I'm going to my seat. What? What? There's a Holy Ghost invasion coming in the body of Christ. There's a Holy Ghost invasion coming in every believer. Sin you couldn't quit, they're going to quit you. Good God Almighty. High five somebody, tell them, glad I'm at church this morning. So it's not what I say, it's not what they say.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's not what the situations say. It's not what black folks say. It's not what white folks say. It's what? Who? Oh, my goodness. Can you see it? God, are you getting this? Do you know all your problems are over? Saul, you pressed him in the hand of the Holy Ghost. 25 is already mapped out for me. I'm going to be totally successful. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God.
You're going to be so bold that any situation that is not going your way, you're going to ask it, who you talking to? Here's some powerful words. Holy Ghost in charge.
Holy Ghost in charge.
Keep the Holy Ghost in charge. Oh, my. Keep the Holy Ghost in charge. Jesus said, I was anointed in all these areas because I kept the Holy Ghost in charge. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. So I kept the Holy Ghost in charge.
Yep.
So the Holy Spirit will make the church great again. Stop having all these popular people with no power. These programs with no power.
Come on. That's good preaching, Dad.
Sit down, you want to write this? Yeah, I just heard this. Never heard it before in my life. The word progress is on your address. The word progress is on your address. John said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. And I heard. And I wrote. Success is on your address. So the Holy Spirit will make your church great again. The Holy Spirit will have your way. The Holy Spirit will show you how to live.
Yes, sir.
In the oasis of grace.
Yes.
In other words, you're going to have water when other people are thirsty. Oasis of grace? Look that word oasis up on that cell phone. I looked it up. It says something about oasis. I put it there and said, oasis, define oasis. What did it say? Oasis of grace. You wrote that down?
Yes, sir.
You found it, Junior? You,
yes, sir.
What did it say?
Fertile.
Well, where your mic?
a fertile or green area in a desert or wasteland. Woo! Made so by the presence of water.
Hold up, y'all. We're leaving the desert this morning. What? John, you heard what he said? Read the first part of it again.
A fertile or green area in
what,
a desert.
Wait a minute. What?
Fertile.
What's fertile?
Fertile.
What fertile mean? I'm from the country. Mean fertilized. You know? Huh? A fertile, it means feeding something to make it better. Read, man.
Made so by the presence of water.
Made so by the presence of water.
Mm-hmm.
Right, always. So you're not thirsty.
I think the second one might help too. A situation or place preserved from surrounding unpleasantness.
Tell three people my unpleasant days are over. They might come, but they're not going to stay. They might come, but they can't stay. They might try to come, but they can't stay. They might try to come, but they can't stay. They might try to come, but they can't stay. They might try to come, but they can't stay. They might try to come, but they can't stay. So now I'm living in the oasis of grace. I wrote a definition on you. I think it's from Oasis. Something that provides relief or pleasant contrast. In other words, it relieves you and it pleases you. Write this down quick. I'm going to close in a minute. Having constant encounters, plural, encounters with the Holy Spirit. Have you ever got up in the morning, your body try to tell you how you feel?
Yeah.
What the first thing you tell you? A bunch of negative stuff, right? Your body, look at that, your toe hurt. You ever told her shut up?
Yes.
Yeah, shut up. Look at your own toe. Leave my toe alone. I know I'm not by myself. All y'all human beings. Now, y'all going to, I see how y'all going to handle this. Y'all going to handle it well. Because I'm about to tell you something about this New Year message, the word that God has given us. Put it on the board. Put the word God given us on the board. Now, here's what I'm seeing in the church. Too much rebuke and not enough revelation. Boy, you heard that?
Yes, sir.
Too much rebuke. You come here, you done work all the week long, and you get rebuked for 45 minutes. Just give me, and the reason I'm rebuking you because I ain't got no revelation. When you don't have revelation, people congregate, you rebuke them and tell them what they're doing wrong. And they can tell you, Reverend, may I say something to you? I already know I'm doing wrong. Do you have anything to help me to get right? Be fussing at me and cussing at me and fussing at me, telling me I'm going to hell. I ain't come here to go to hell. I come here because I want to go to hell. Come on, answer you, sir. You have them just fuss, because they ain't got no revelation. That's why they're fussing. That's why they're trying to make you look bad so they can look good. Because they won't submit to the apostle and the prophet.
Right.
All this shouting, and I got home, I ain't got nothing. I done shouted, I shouted, cried, run, jumped, crawled the seat, and now one little problem coming in, I'm down on the floor. So now I'm gonna give you about 5 minutes of reading Revelation. As we learn how to agree with the anointing, power, and wisdom of the Holy Ghost. The anointing, power, and wisdom of the Holy Ghost. We learn to agree with it. You got to listen very carefully to the next one now, or you're going to miss it. You know, walking on the grace and faith foundation of the cross. Walking on the grace and faith foundation of the cross. Listen to this very carefully. God, what I said?
God
is designed to run everything through his people. God, God designed you to run things through you on earth. You supposed to be in charge down here. You supposed to say, in the name of Jesus, have power. By the power of the blood. By the power of the cross. You got the name. You got the cross. You got the anointing. The apostle and prophets are trained by God to work on divine level. And to train God people on levels of the supernatural that can't be denied. That's what I'm aiming to do when you come here online. They come from all over the world, all the different countries. It'll go up into the 10,000 people on the line because I found out that the revelation that God gave me 30 or 40 years ago, he wasn't talking local. So you already said it, you're going to have that line set up for them people to fly in here. They flew 1,700. They flew in here. You'd be surprised where they come from. Different countries. Africa, different countries. We'd have people come visit us. One, come, you know, for one Sunday, be from, all the way from Africa. But they're online. See, now, the smallness of my imagination, I didn't realize until some months ago, when he said, I'll send them from the east to west, north and south, I'll bomb car and put gas in it, and he said, with a plane landing, he's going to be looking for Darryl. I didn't know he was going to open this line up. And these people support this ministry. I'm talking about support this ministry. I got partners on this line. Support this ministry. I don't even have to think about no money. Just do what I got to do. I ain't got to rip and run and try to please everybody.
Come on.
You know, I can't go to all these little parties and stuff. I ain't got time for that. Y'all go by yourself. Oh, Lord. Let's just look at one scripture and then I may pray back close. I'm going to give you a statement, then I'm going to look at one or two scriptures to make it real to you. Prayer mixed with grace and faith is the strong forces that is about to be released properly over the whole world. Prayer mixed with grace and faith is the strong forces that's about to be released properly over the whole world. Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Now, let me close with this, and I'll pick it back up. That verse, you got to open, look at that verse, Ephesians 1:3. That verse all spiritual blessing is in that verse, isn't it?
Yes.
And notice he who have blessed us. So I mean he blessed us with all spiritual blessing, right?
Yes.
In heavenly places in Christ. Here's where that voice cannot be comprehended. That voice cannot be understood unless. Go to the 15th verse now of that same opening. Just for a moment. See, that voice, go to the Ephesians 1:15. That voice cannot be comprehended. So the Apostle Paul knew that just a regular church goer could not catch the revelation or the manifestations of this statement. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That voice cannot be understood naturally. English will not hold that voice. That is a spiritual loaded voice that goes way beyond natural human comprehension. It's beyond education. It's beyond computer program. That voice is beyond internet.
Yes. Come on.
The iPhone can't handle this voice. All the data that they come in the analogies and all these different transformers they've made can't handle this voice. Yes. This voice can be handled by only one thing.
Yes.
One, I need one word. Talk to them. Who said that? Who said that word? Revelation. This voice, see, this book cannot be read and received. This book cannot be read and received. See, that's why I got an intervention between them, reading, meditation, revelation. See, because your outer man got to be slowed down.
Yes.
Your outer man got to be shut down because your senses going to come up with some analogies of what God's saying. But it can't come out by being read. It got to be revealed.
Yes.
Suppose you start dealing with everything by revelation. Every problem come. Every offer come. Before you jump into it, it look good, but you got to have revelation before you go at it.
Yes, sir.
That's not no extra 15 minutes y'all done put up here.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Is it?
Yes, sir.
Oh, no. Oh, Jesus Christ, no. Oh, no.